Well, Kim, last week we watched this research plot going in. This week we're already seeing some weed up and looking good. How's it looking across the state, though? Or do we have good acreage going in?
I think it's looking real good. The fields are drying out. The planters are now rolling. There are some dry areas in the state that need some moisture before we get that wheat going in. But the acreage, last year we only had 5.2 million. Normally it's around 5.7, 5.8, poor conditions. I think we'll have more canola than we had last year and probably more wheat acres than we had last year. The big question is how much of it's going to be grazed? And we talked about that last week, and it looks like quite a bit of the acreage will be grazed. One other point I read this week, last year, there was, producers were hesitant to put down the nitrogen because of prices. This year, apparently, that nitrogen is going down, and I think that's good news.
That'll help with the yields once we get the crop
out. And the quality. I think the quality, we've talked about that before, is extremely important. I think producers it's got their attention that they need the protein and the quality, and that they've got to clean up the fields, get that rye out, that cheat out, get the dockage and FM down.
Now, last week, we spent a lot of time talking about the funds and how they seem to be spinning out of the wheat market. Is that trend continuing?
Well, I think the trend's continuing. Of course, the funds, they'll buy 7,000 contracts and sell 10 in the same day. But it looks to me like they're still spinning their way out of the market. Also, it appears to me like last week they were still buying corn. They backed off of the corn and they've stayed out of the corn market and liquidated some of their corn contracts. I think they've reduced some of that. I think the funds are taking profit.
Okay. Now, what can a producer, you're not a big fund trader, but as a producer here in Oklahoma, what can you take from that? What kind of lesson can we learn?
Well, I think the big lesson is to earn a profit, you got to sell. The funds have bought into the market. They're holding near record positions. The prices are higher than when they bought. They're selling now, and they're getting out of the market, and they're taking their profit. Producers, if they own wheat, to capture these higher prices, have to sell.
Okay, so you've got to sell some to make some.
That's exactly correct. And right now the odds are that wheat prices are going to go slightly lower.
All right, Kim Anderson, grain marketing expert. Good information as always.